Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, 9.09 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in the Red Rock studio, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the area. Joining me this morning, as he does every morning, is San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really good. How about you?
Good. Good. You recover from the game last night?
Yeah, it was a lot of, I mean, it was not, ended up not being a competitive game between the Red Devils and the Buckaroos, but I had a really good time with Vernon Hatch calling the game and looking forward to the season. Yeah. Yeah, he does a great job, so we really appreciate him helping us out. And yeah, it's always fun to get the season started. Grand looks good. The Red Devils, they've got a good team this year.
Yeah, what'd you say? There are seven players on the Red Devil roster taller than the tallest player on the Monticello roster.
Yeah, and none more imposing than Lane Berry, the big senior for the Red Devils, has been an issue for opposing teams for years. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes for him in the senior year for him. So should be
a
lot of fun.
A new season.
Yep.
New sports. It's awesome.
Yeah, and we can only hope it ends as good as it did for the Red Rock Country the previous season. Probably be hard to top as had two local teams win a state title in football and state title in cross country and runner up in football as well. So, and runner up in cross country. So, anyways, yeah, it's a busy fall season. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a bunch of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of the San Juan County Commission meeting, where members of the commission received a presentation from the Utah Division of Water Rights regarding upcoming and current adjudication processes underway in the area at their November 21st meeting. As part of the Navajo-Utah Water Rights Settlement, the Utah Division of Water Rights is currently in the process of adjudicating water rights in the Utah portion of the Navajo Nation. The division is also working in the rest of southeast Utah to adjudicate water rights. Water right adjudication is a legal process that is intended to identify historic and existing water rights in a specific area and document their use. The 15-step process includes three phases designed to contact those with water right claims in the adjudication area and verify those claims before ultimately securing a judicial decree to define and protect those water rights. Utah Division of Water Rights Assistant State Engineer Michael Drake presented to the commission at their November 21st meeting. That first phase will include a notice in the paper, as well as mass mailers, including summons in the mail and a notice to file claim. Those mailers will be sent to every water right holder of record in the office, but also to every property owner in the mail. Drake said they're huge mailers, thousands of pieces of mail to go out. He says, of course, 90% of people that get these don't have a water right, so they don't need to respond. He says the reason that they send that to everyone, they want it to be comprehensive and make sure that anyone that might have a water right has an opportunity to bring it forth, because if they don't, at that point, at some point through the process, they will lose the right to do it. While most property owners won't need to do anything with the mailer, knowing the adjudication is underway can help water right holders to prepare for the process. In the second phase of the process, Drake explained that the division will make a list of historically recorded water rights that did not receive a claim and then ask the court to abandon those. He says in the past, the adjudication process would get hung up on this. And they'd be chasing people down that might be dead or maybe a couple generations dead of water right holders, and there was no one that knew anything about those water rights, so it was really difficult to end those adjudications. But state changes in state statutes allows the courts to the division to ask the courts to abandon those claims if no one steps forward and claim them. In phase three, Division of Water Rights staff will evaluate claims and create a comprehensive book to be filed with the court. Water users can object to the rulings in the draft, which will need to be resolved. Once resolved, the judge will be able to issue a final decree for the area. Drake reports that the adjudication process in southeast Utah is nearly complete in Grand County, with San Juan County to follow. Going forward, the Division of Water Rights is planning to work through four mapped areas in San Juan County to adjudicate. Drake said they are not working on water rights within the Bears Ears National Monument right now. And that's related to a lot of things on hold in the National Monument until they get their plan in place. The first mapped area that the division plans to work through is the so-called Lower Montezuma Canyon. The area is north of the Navajo border on the east side of the county, but stops short of Monticello. Drake said, quote, "We want to kind of get in the area and given our propensity to serve summons on people and scare people, maybe we want to do it in a less populated area, get people used to the idea and talking to their neighbors. You have to do a couple things to make sure you're straight, but otherwise it isn't scary or an issue before they roll into the Monticello and Blanding areas," said Drake. So the adjudication areas typically take 3 to 4 years to complete, with the Lower Montezuma Canyon area likely won't be opened until summer 2024 or the end of 2024. That's adjudication in southeast Utah. Adjudication is also underway in the Navajo Nation in Utah. Drake shared that they have had no objections made to the list of unclaimed rights published in May 2023, and that the evaluation of claims is 95% complete. Next up will be that draft of reserved rights, marking the start of that, as we mentioned earlier, Phase 3. That draft is anticipated to be published in early 2024. As part of the federal government's involvement with the Navajo-Utah Water Rights Project, a hydrographic survey is required. Drake reports, while his department isn't conducting the survey, it's about halfway complete, but the contract to finish the project has been on hold. Those processes will be required before water infrastructure can be built on Navajo, Utah. Nearly $250 million for projects will be available for the Navajo Nation water projects as the remaining federal and state implementation steps are completed. The infrastructure will be built under the direction of the Navajo Nation to benefit Utah Navajos. One project under construction and under consideration is the Sweetwater Pipeline. That project would combine work on the Navajo, Utah, with infrastructure in the Navajo Gallup Water Supply Project. That project will serve Navajo, New Mexico, and the town of Gallup. So the proposed pipeline takes water treatment water from a water treatment plant in Shiprock and extends it down into Gallup. The proposal would extend off those pipelines and deliver water to Navajo, Utah. Infrastructure funds would only be used in Utah, where the project would deliver drinking water from Shiprock through northern Arizona and back up into Utah. Residents starting in Red Mesa, Tisnos Post, but eventually moving up into the Aneth chapter, including Montezuma Creek. That is a proposed project. I know that in previous meetings I've been to, some elected representatives of Navajo, Utah are not necessarily completely keen on the idea, mostly because I think they want to have their own input into how those infrastructure funds are used. But that is one proposal that that other members of the Navajo Nation and especially state and federal governments, I think, are behind, combining that project with the Gallup project. So that's adjudication underway in the area. It's kind of a long, complicated thing.
It's a wonky subject, but yeah. It's going to be around for a long time. But settling water rights, determining water rights, particularly on the Navajo Nation with this Utah-Navajo water rights settlement and uncertainties in the upper and lower Colorado basins, this is going to be a story that we'll be talking about for a long time, and hopefully we can report it in an understandable nature, because it's very wonky, very detailed, but it has significant potential impact on our lives.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Yeah, like you say, very huge impacts, especially, the Navajo-Utah water rights settlement. I mean, the idea is getting deliverable drinking water to throughout the Navajo Nation. Of course, probably not a pipeline out to every single household. It's so spread out, but, a more central location and some areas with running water, straight from those pipelines. So, yeah, that'll be very interesting to follow and see how that develops moving forward. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor to Geno Energy Fields, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. One other sponsor to mention, morning show sponsor, Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. This is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to Red Rock 92.7.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly Drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movement. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, 9:23 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Quick word from a sponsor. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle with Bill Boyle. And it is a Wednesday, Bill, which means we got the latest edition of the San Juan Record available now.
Yes, we do, and I'll be right
All right, I've got another story for us while Bill gets the latest edition. Latest news, taking a look, let's see here, in Mancos, where the Mancos Conservation District is set to receive a $2.48 million federal grant. This is a report from Ruben Schaefer of the Durango Herald. The grant is part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. Conservation District celebrating that significant contribution towards natural resource conservation after an announcement last week. The organization receiving that $2.48 million grant through the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation Funding will be used for infrastructure improvements such as permanent diversion and water monitoring structures and 650 acres of wildfire mitigation in the Mancos River watershed. Money is part of a $51 million funding allocation announced by the Biden administration as part of the Investing in America agenda for water resources and economic ecosystem health, funded through the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law. So, additional information about how that's funded, what projects will be funded in the Mancos Conservation District, can be read in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, available online at the-journal.com. Again, Ruben Shafir with that report. Mancos Conservation District received just shy of $2.5 million in federal grants for the Mancos watershed. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, which means we've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record.
Yeah, and it's hot off the press. I burned my fingers picking up this paper. San Juan Record is out. We got a big 16-page paper, a lot of information in here, a lot of good stuff. Mary Palmer is a writer. She writes a couple times a month. Notes from Westwater is the name of her column, and she really has a great article this week about the procession panel. It's this petroglyph panel on the east side of Combe Ridge. You access it from Butler Wash. It's a cool panel of about 150 people making their way to a big, great kiva, it looks like. Anyway, she has a really nice story about that, and that's our front page photo. Of course, San Juan County Commission report on the water adjudication that we just heard. Have updates on the election of last week. They counted about 15 additional ballots that were ripened or proved to be counted, a few that came in late in the mail but had the right postmark. Anyway, so we have updates there. It didn't change the outcomes at all, just changed the numbers a little bit. Three members of the Monticello City Council starting in January are Nathan Chamberlain, Kirk Crowley, and Ron Skinner. Two members of the Blufftown Council will be Jennifer Davila and Britt Hornsby. And three members of the Blanding City Council, they didn't have an election because they only had three candidates for three spots, but they are Chris Ewald, Charlie Taylor, and Kellen Nielsen. The president of USU visited Blanding a couple of weeks ago, and David Boyle has a nice story about that event. Farley Crofts, the chief financial officer for San Juan Health Services, was honored by the National Rural Health Care Week with... I'm just looking at the name, the Impact Award. Farley's been the CFO at San Juan Health for about 10 years and was honored for his hard work. The Trust Lands Administration, it's like three of the last 4 years, the Range Manager of the Year for the state of Utah is an employee of the Trust Lands Administration, and that continued recently with a new member, and he has Southeast Utah roots, so you're going to want to take a look at that. Again, the procession panel is the story written by Mary Palmer in Notes from Westwater. Last week, we listed the names of all the academic all-state athletes from our local area. We had four additional profiles that were running in this week's paper, and they were all San Juan Bronco football team, Parker Snyder, Anthony Doan, Tague Palmer, and Brigham Nielsen. We have a couple of stories about former high school athletes who have gone on and are playing at the next level, including Aaliyah Blackwater, who's playing basketball in California, and Bronco Taden Mark, who's wrestling for Utah
Tech in St. George.
Yeah. So, anyway, a lot in the paper. Pick it up. Our back page is the winter sports schedule for Whitehorse High School. Basketball. Girls basketball, boys basketball, and wrestling. So pick it up. It's at the newsstands. You can get an online subscription. We run a lot of the stories on social media and on our website at sjrnews.com.
Well, awesome. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Taking just a moment to thank another sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state.
A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Get thanks grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store.
A new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington. Call us at 505-278-2109 or visit metaldepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington, the Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
The San Juan Record Bookstore in Monticello is the place for all your gift-giving needs this holiday season. We're open weekdays from 8 to 5 and packed to the rafters with local authors and history, religious study, and family-friendly fiction. Check out the latest from Bob McPherson and new books on the Bear Ears, Dugout Ranch, Canyon Country Place Names, and more. Our selection of adorable children's books is just right for bedtime reading and winter snuggling. Sales are underway through Christmas. Mention this ad for a free gift or 10% off one item. Come find the perfect gift at the San Juan Record Bookstore.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, 9:33 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Taking a look, we've got a quick word from a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Once again, Bill, it's November 29.
Yes, the number one song 57 years ago today was Winchester Cathedral by the New Vaudeville Band. That was an awesome song. I remember it as a little kid. It won a Grammy that year. On this day in 1947, 76 years ago today, the United Nations voted to partition Palestine and create two separate nations. Of course, that was never implemented as it was passed. War broke out, and it's 76 years later, and we're still trying to figure out that corner of the world. On this day in 1981, actress Natalie Wood drowned off the coast of California. Kind of a day that signaled the times, I guess. That was in 1981. On this day in 2001, George Harrison of the Beatles died of cancer at the age of 58. Today is Throw Out Your Leftovers Day. It's been almost a week, people. You had all that yummy stuff in the fridge after Thursday, and it's Wednesday, so it's throw out your leftovers day. The refrigerator was invented in 1834, aluminum foil in 1910, Saran wrap was invented in 1933, and Tupperware was invented in 1946. So I think we've reached the extent of all their usefulness. Today's today to throw out your leftovers. Birthdays today, comedian Howie Mandel is 68 years old today. Don Cheadle, the actor, is 59, and Brian Baumgartner is 51. He plays Kevin on The Office. Kevin is 51 years old. Writer C.S. Lewis was born today in 1898. He died in 1996. Of course, wrote the Chronicles of Narnia and lots of other good stuff. Gary Shandling was born today in 1949. And musician Chuck Mangione is 83 years old today. Great composer. Plays the flugelhorn and trumpet. When I was just a young thing, I joined the Columbia Record Club, and you just get all this stuff, whether you ordered it or not, and you could keep it or send it back. But they sent me Feel So Good by Chuck Mangione, and I became a fan. Hmm. That was a long time ago. November 29th is the birthday for Trent Beeler in Monticello. Happy birthday, Trent. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. We also have a number of funeral services to announce. Funeral services for Nola June Pearson Vinson, age 94, of the Vernal and Monticello area, are at 11 a.m. on Friday at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, viewing from 10:30 to 11. Funeral services for Kay Tangren of Moab begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 2nd, at the Moab Stake Center on Locust Lane. There'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez on January 20th at the LDS Church on Empire Street in Cortez. She passed away on November 20th, so that's not until for a couple of months. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. If you want us to announce something on the morning show, a birthday shout-out or an event or something, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Another quick sponsor, morning show sponsor, Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, it's the morning show. We've got the on-air job fair next, and we'll be back to talk sports with Rhett Sifford. And you're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including planning and zoning administrator, health educator in the public health department, and light equipment operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center Director, Prosecutorial Assistant, and Corrections Officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marking coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Perron role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. culinary school training is preferred, and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers slash social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including director of nursing, operating room RN, and registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech and food services associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
During this holiday season, all of us at Performance Ford of Moab are thankful for many things like our local credit unions and banks, businesses and business owners, and especially all the folks who live in this beautiful area and the surrounding communities. We want to show our thankfulness to you by offering extra savings through the end of the year, starting with a 10% locals discount on service and up to $250 towards accessories when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. Come in and check it out at 1805 South Highway 191. We're thankful for you at Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Winter is upon us, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to fight off the cold. From ice melt to snow shovels and space heaters to heat tape. Say goodbye to fall with big sales throughout the store, like 25% off all outdoor patio furniture. And announcing the gigantic bucket. On November 24th, everything you can fit in your bucket is half off. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, 9:47 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Quick word from a sponsor, morning show sponsor, Redtail. Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle in studio now with Rhett Sifford. And Rhett, you know, we had about a two-week lull. You know, things kind of slowed down a little bit. Not the case anymore.
Yeah, one of them was a personal decision, I guess, not to kill myself with travel. But yeah, we have had obviously the Thanksgiving break and, you know, a couple weeks off from our broadcasting schedule. But we're going to hit it hot and heavy, obviously, starting this weekend and for the rest of the year. Yeah, it's the calm before the storm right now. We are gearing up for, I believe, the busiest weekend of the year when you look at all the teams that we cover, you know, in southwestern Colorado and southeastern Utah in this Four Corners area. We'll get to that here in a second, but just kind of recapping what you guys already talked about. Games were going on last night. Local battle between Monticello and Grand County, and Grand County coming out on the top end in both of those matchups. In your game last night in Moab, it was the boys beating Monticello 88-38, so a 50-point victory there. Grand looking pretty good in that one. And then the girls doing battle here in Monticello while you guys were there in Moab, and Grand won that one 55-22. A couple other games, the San Juan girls losing to Page, Arizona last night 69-21. So Page having their way there. And that, you know, those guys can pick us up too sometimes down near Page. I think we're coming in down there. And I know we're in Kayenta down there. I got a report from that last night. So, but one other game, the Dolores boys opened their season, a nail biter for them at Uray, a tough loss 55-47. So all in all, it wasn't a great night, I guess, for our local teams, but man, a lot of teams in action this weekend. It's going to start tomorrow, and it's 48 different events. You count swimming and wrestling and all the girls and boys basketball going on this weekend. And I mean, just to try to hit it, you know, you've got the Jerry Richardson Memorial for all four of the Monument Valley and Whitehorse teams. So that's both girls and boys. And not only, let's see, Montezuma Cortez girls are also going to join them at that tournament. And in fact, the Monument Valley girls are going to open up against the Montezuma Cortez girls in that tournament. So you've got five of our local teams. I'm sorry, no, that's a different tournament here. It's tough to see this huge schedule I've got here.
You've got a big calendar in front of you.
So there are tons of tournaments this week, and it's what's going on. The Dolores teams are at the Thunderbird Shootout at Sangre de Cristo High School. I can't remember the town that school is in. Let's see, there's a tournament going on in Meeker as well, Nuclear girls and boys are playing in that tournament. So that's all just basketball we're talking about right now. The Montezuma Cortez boys are playing at the Antelope Canyon Classic. That's at Page, Arizona this weekend. So that tournament for basketball is also going on. You've got our games that we're going to be covering, which is the San Juan boys at the 2A, 3A preview in Richfield. And they'll be taking on Juab Friday night at 7 and Kanab Saturday at noon. Both of those games here on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live. And we've got StreamUtah.live games with the Monticello boys are going to be at Tabiona Friday. And let's see, at Merritt Academy on Saturday. And I know Bill and Joe will be doing those games. So those will be fun. I think those will be fun matchups for Monticello. The Grand County boys are also at the 2A, 3A preview. They're going to be taking on South Sevier Friday night and Enterprise Saturday afternoon. I know I'm going to miss some stuff here. You've got the Dove Creek girls playing at the Mountaintop Classic in Centauri this weekend. And let's see what their, I guess their boys, I don't know if their boys, yeah, their boys are also playing in that tournament. So that is going on as well. Like I say, it's just really hard to keep up with. The San Juan girls are taking on Providence Hall at home Friday. That's their only game this weekend. And then you've got wrestling going on. It's the big Red Rock Invitational in Moab, and every one of our teams except for White Horse is there. So that'll be, this is wrestling, Dolores, Dove Creek, Mancos, Monticello, Monument Valley, Norwood, Nucla, San Juan, all at Grand. And so that's the Red Rock Invitational wrestling this weekend. That's a big kickoff to the wrestling season annually. The White Horse wrestling team is headed over to Panguitch for the Panguitch Invitational. So I'm not sure why they opted out. They're the one team that's not at Moab this week. Maybe I guess they just wanted to be different. But then you've got the Grand County swimming team is hosting the Grand County Invite with Delta, North San Pete, Millard, South Summit, and Gunnison this weekend. So all that is going on. It's going to be a bit of a mind blow for me to try to keep in touch with it all. Oh, excuse me. The Montezuma Cortez wrestling team is at the Buena Vista Devil Duels this Saturday. Mm. So I did miss that one, but we got it. I think that pretty much covers everybody. You know it's going to be a lot of basketball this weekend, a lot of tournaments, a lot of wrestling, and some swimming as well. So it's an exciting weekend, and I'll try to keep on top of it and report stuff as we go through the preview this weekend on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live. So,
man,
we'll be busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. Well, appreciate your work, Rhett. Yeah, you're going to stay busy. And then, yeah, like you say, you'll be at that preview as well.
Yeah, that'll
so
be fun.
Good first look for you at the San Juan Broncos
team. Yeah, looking forward to see the team myself in person for the first time. Looking forward to talking to the new head coach, Easton Nielsen, who we were just kind of brainstorming out here and remembering the team he played for, the 2014 state champion Monticello Buckaroos, who beat Panguitch. And so I'm looking forward to talking with Easton and kind of hearing his philosophy, you know, and just talking about his thoughts of taking over as head coach. It's weird. It really is weird for me to be interviewing a head coach who I announced his games in high school. I guess it just testifies to how old I am these days.
Yeah, it's crazy. So. Yep. No, yeah, it'll be, I was saying the same thing. It'll be interesting for that Monticello-San Juan matchup because Coach Kies will have been a coach for Easton, who will be coaching against. So
that's right. It's very interesting. Yeah, and I guess Easton's probably around 27 years old these days. So
yeah,
that definitely tells me I'm old. Wow, yeah,
man. Well, this is getting depressing. Maybe time.
All right, let's close out the show.
Good deal. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. No regional NBA teams in action last night, but they will be tonight. The Suns are in Toronto taking on the Raptors at 5:30. Jazz in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies at 6. Denver hosting Houston tonight at 7, and because we do have Rhett here, I am going to pull up the.
You know, I feel like report. I feel like I'm your dad or your parent, and like you're doing something you don't want to do until Wednesday, and then you're ashamed, and so you have to. So when I come in the room, it's like you have to report the NHL. That's
hey,
hilarious.
I got great news. Arizona Coyotes getting a 3-1 win over Tampa Bay.
Now that's rare.
Yeah, so that's good. Looks like. Maybe I don't want to report this. They're not a regional team, but it looks like the Blues got beat by the Wild yesterday.
That's correct. That's also not rare lately either. But it's not rare for Colorado to win games.
Yeah.
They're pretty good right now. So.
They are. They didn't have a game yesterday, and no games for regional teams today. But, NHL action underway, and we'll be reporting those scores on Wednesdays, occasionally other days too.
We could really keep you busy if you had to follow college basketball and hockey and stuff like that.
Well,
college football.
I see how busy you stay with the local sports that
you'd have a calendar spreadsheet like me.
I know to stay away, yeah. Well, good deal. Again, that'll do it for the regional sports report. Real quick, real quick word from morning show sponsor. Taking a look here, the morning show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, that'll do it for this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.